Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Hisa. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Mook. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ivan Morel. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hisa moves to third. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hisa tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is called out on strikes. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kuzman, and towards Hisa, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. the Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Morel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 1 in the game. Morel hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Swoboda hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Swoboda. Wynn moves to third. Staub moves to second. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wynn tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Astros, 1. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Staub scores. It's 2-1, Astros. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. Adlesh is walked intentionally. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 0 for 1 in the game. Mook strikes out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kuzman bunts towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to third for the out. Grote moves to second. 2 outs. Danny Coombs now pitching. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 2 in the game. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mook fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to third. 2 outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Swoboda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rader. The throw from Grote and he is out, Heisa applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 0 for 2 in the game. Mook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adlesh takes first base on ball 4. Danny Coombs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coombs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel is 0 for 3 in the game. Morel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones pinch runs for Bob Johnson. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heisa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Heisa moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jones tags and scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 2, Astros, 2. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Swoboda is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heisa scores. Swoboda moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Joe Mook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mook hits a fly ball into left field. Morel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Ron Taylor now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mook fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Davis now playing right field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coombs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Lee Bales pinch runs for Bob Aspromonte. Bob Lillis pinch hits for Dave Adlesh. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Taylor. Bales scores. Lillis moves to second. It's Mets, 3, Astros, 3. Hal King pinch hits for Danny Coombs. Hal King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lillis scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.